The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
I like the way she says that. With your host, Vincent Jenna. Hello out there. I hope everybody is having a fabulous day. It is a gorgeous semi-fall day here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We've had such beautiful weather all week in the 70s and even in the 60s, which I love, and down in the 50s at night. But today it's going to reach 81 degrees again. Oh, goodness. We just don't know where we're supposed to be in time right now. Time is out of balance. The universe is out of balance. So therefore, anything can happen. So just be prepared. But welcome. Welcome to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. This is where we get down and dirty and into what is getting in your way from creating the life you want, you deserve, the dreams fulfilled. This is where we get into that stuff. And for the month of October, where there are so many different celebrations, different types of celebrations throughout the world because of new harvesting and the end of summer and the beginning of fall and a rejuvenation and a regrowth and a preparing for a regrowth and coming to the end of the year and all of those things, All Hallows Eve at the end of the month, a celebration of souls and saints. So I thought that this would be a great month to do readings every single week for people who call in. Already the phone lines are ringing, and do me a favor, please hang on. Do not get off the phone. Just hang in there for me. I appreciate that. You can call in at 816-251-3555. I don't say it as pretty as Diane says it when you hear the announcement, but that is the number, 816-251-3555. And call in today. Today and next week are dedicated to what your soul wants you to know, your soul. And I'm pretty confident in saying that many of you don't talk with your souls, don't hear your souls. Your souls talk all the time. No, don't do that. No, yeah, do that. This is great. What a great idea. No, don't talk yourself out of it. No, this is the direction you should be going. Now get away from that person. You shouldn't be by that person. That person is too negative. Oh, this is the perfect job for you. Yes, take it. No, don't talk yourself. Yes, you're good enough. Oh my gosh, will you listen to me? Holy cow. That's kind of like a conversation I can imagine that the soul has with each person. And it varies. Depending upon where you come from, your soul may be a little bit stronger, a little bit more passive. I'm from New York, so I've got a hardcore soul. What the heck are you doing? And I can assure you, heck is not the word. But since we have a family show here, I want to make sure that I don't use New York terminology, because it's more than that. But what does your soul have to say to you? And that's what this show is about today and next week. And then the third week in October, it's going to be about what spirit wants to tell you. Yes, spirit, yes. I am going to communicate with God on your behalf. Sounds crazy, right? Oh, yeah, who's he? What is he, Neil Donald Walsh? Everybody can have a conversation with God. Everybody. Everybody is supposed to have a conversation with God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, Yahweh. It doesn't matter. It is a higher authority, and it can communicate with you. What do you think? We're the only ones who talk? Either we have this concept of this little old man, well, not so little, they usually have him pretty tall, with white hair and white beard. You know, we tend to do that with all our sacred people. They have white hair and white beards. Moses wound up having white hair and white beard, and Santa Claus has white hair, white beard. God has white hair, white beard. Jesus died before he got white hair or white beard. But we iconically create that image, right? So we see that image somewhere out there that talks to us and, you know, sits around. I don't know what it's doing, planting orchids or flowers or making fruits or trying to correct the mistake it made and making such a big pit in an avocado. That's some people's thoughts and perceptions as to God. And others are that the God is within us, or it's a universal force and just a power. It's the electricity that powers everything. Everything is on. The sun rises, the planets turn, the trees grow, people are born. We create because there's this power. The force just sits there and doesn't necessarily have a voice. It's just a power. Like electricity doesn't talk to you. It's just power. Microwaves don't talk to you. Maybe they do if you can listen or hear them. I've communicated with animals. I've communicated with aliens. I've never communicated with electricity. Be interesting to hear what it has to say. I'm sure some of the information it would give me would be very shocking. Yes, right? Okay. So, yes, I'm going to communicate with God on your behalf because it does talk. If we talk, it talks. We are created in its image. Don't forget that, but not the physical image, the energetic image, not the physical body. We created that from form here on Earth already. We had some examples and we used that, but we created the body. God created the soul, the energy. And so on your behalf, I will talk with spirit and see what spirit has to say. And then the last week of October, I am going to be making actual connections for you with deceased loved ones. So be sure to come back. Be sure to sign on, call in. Let me know you want a message. You can even email me ahead of time at info@vincentjenna.com. info@vincentjenna.com. And if you just send me a message at that email before next week, before the week after, I will make a connection for you that way. I know a lot of people hesitate in calling in. They don't want the public to hear what is being said about them. Well, you can call in anonymously. I do not say your name unless you have allowed it and you clear it that way. So a lot of people are really funny that way. They always want readings from me constantly. And if I go and do a Facebook Live event, they'll chat in. But there's just something about calling in that makes them nervous. So don't be afraid to call in. And so we are going to go to the phone lines so that I can take callers. And we have one right now from Canada. I just so appreciate my Canadian followers and people. I have such a large following in Canada. And don't be surprised. You may see me up there this year sometime. I don't know, after November 3rd. You never know. looking for some, refuge. Who knows? So I'm bringing you on the air, Julia from Ontario. Welcome. How are you today? Oh,
I would love to see you in person.
There you go. Oh, I would love to be up there. Julia, let me tell you something. Canada is so beautiful. The people are so beautiful. I hope that's been your experience. They're supposed to be beautiful everywhere, you know, but there's certain concentrations of them where they're just, you know, so much nicer. They've learned how to get along. I don't know. Maybe it's the food. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the snow. Maybe it's the whatever. Maybe it's the, you know, the leaders. Whatever it is, it's beautiful. And so thank you for calling, Julia. How are you today? Well, actually, I don't want you to give me any information. So this goes for everybody who calls in. We'll say hellos. Nice to meet you. Glad you called. And I will just give you a message without anything coming from you, because in that way, there is no influence as to what the message is supposed to be. I want your soul to be able to tell me something that's important for you to know right now. Okay, Julia? So that's what I'm going to do for you. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you so much.
All right. And then, of course, I'll ask for your feedback afterwards. So, all right. So you just take a nice deep breath and let's see what your soul... deep soul, old soul, older soul. Okay, been here a couple of times around. Keep wanting to make it right. That's what I'm getting from your soul. Your soul is saying it's come down. There's been some patterns maybe in your life this lifetime around that have been repeated from the past, because you're trying. You're wanting so much to get life right, to get it right. And what I mean by that is you want to make the right choices. You want to be the right person. You want to be the best that you can. And I keep feeling things getting in the way, though, getting in the way of that at times. Relationships, be it family relationships and of course, lover relationships, partner relationships. I feel that at times have gotten in the way of you moving in the direction you want to go. Vocation and career for you. You need to settle and pick. Interesting. Pick something. So obviously there are thoughts and ideas that you've been having, Julia, in regards to a career, again, because you're wanting to do the right thing, fulfill the right way. It's like you may have some choices right now, and what I'm hearing your soul say, the word is pick one, anyone, any direction you want to go, combine it all together. There you go. Combine it all together. Find a way to combine your interests together to move in the direction that you're going now, and put your words down on paper. Okay. So summing it up, stop worrying about getting it right. You are right. You are already right. You already make good choices now. Okay, some of them have backfired. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're not making good choices. You're making good choices. Keep moving forward. Keep believing more and more and more that you're doing it the right way, that you are good enough, that you are lovable enough. All those things that we're supposed to be feeling about ourselves, your soul wants you to feel at this time, especially at this time. Seems to be a lot of stress and pressure around you, but you're the one that needs to believe deeper and deeper and deeper in yourself. In yourself, yeah. It's kind of like looking on the outside of you for the hope or for reinforcement is the word I want to use. Validation. We all need validation, but here I am validating you that you are already everything you need to be. I'm going to repeat that. You are already everything you need to be. So far, Julia, does that stuff make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you understand what I mean about constantly kind of like trying and wanting to make sure that you do it right? You understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I'm keep trying to find my path, and I'm not sure which way to go.
Right. You're not sure which way to go, but in your life in general, you're always wanting to do it good or do it the right way or be a good person. You understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, maybe early on in your childhood that was reinforced either by parents or the adults around you, but you yourself as a soul have wanted to do that. So as far as a career, putting your words down again on paper is part of what's coming up. So writing in some way, and that could be for journal articles and online things. It could be for books. It could be for an educational purpose where you're sharing your ideas. Now, what was that tragic experience you went through? Okay, so I'm getting the year at age 14, right around your early teenage years, 13, 14, 15, I'm hearing the term tragedy or crisis in your life. What was going on at that time, Julia, for you?
Immigration.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? What stuck out with immigration for you, if you don't mind sharing that?
Just the fact that I came to a new country, not knowing the language, not knowing anyone. That was stressful.
It was very stressful. Okay, yeah, it definitely came out as a time period of crisis for you, rather than, oh my gosh, how courageous you were. How courageous you were. And that story needs to be shared and told. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. So you can get any job. You tend to help and okay. What do you clean up? That's what I'm hearing from your soul. She cleans up things. What does it mean by that? Have you done cleaning? Have you been cleaning or clearing out things right now or in your life lately?
Yes, I downsized. I moved to a smaller house, so I had to do a lot of clearing and cleaning.
Okay. You're spending a lot of time on that. That's understandable. Okay, that usually is what happens. Do that emotionally as well. Clear out a lot of emotional stuff. Okay. Are you familiar with feng shui at all? Feng shui.
Yes.
You are. Okay. And has there ever been, there's a creative part of you, but has there ever been an interest in, I don't know, setting up a home, designing or creating in some way in a life, in somebody's life, even your own, that makes life work out better, that makes the feeling of the home more peaceful, more loving, more joyous? You ever had an interest in that?
Yes.
Because that basically like feng shui, okay? I want you to look into that a little bit more because the creative side of you should actually and can actually help other people set up their lives in a way, set up their homes in an orderly way, in a designed way, in a specific way that adds peace in their home. It's peace in their lives. So there's a certain amount of counseling with that, and there's a certain amount of healing with that. But it seems like you're using their environment to help them with that. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, how does that sound to you?
That's very good. Thank you so much, Vincent, for your time and for the message.
You're very welcome. Okay, so don't worry about having to get it right. You're getting it right. You'll do fine. Keep clearing out and think about how to be able to help others set that up. But your soul is like wanting you to appreciate who you are right now, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, fabulous. All right. So we have somebody else on the line right now. We're going to see. We have a Lynn. Lynn from Michigan. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine. This is very exciting.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm so glad. I wish I could call in. I like reading sometimes too. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap into your soul and I'm going to let you know. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, you're right away. Your soul is telling me and then we'll validate it, but don't give me any information. Your soul is telling me, oh my gosh, this person can nurture children. She is wonderful in nurturing children and helping children and working with children in some way. She can motivate them. Make them feel validated. I'm almost feeling like there's some other people's children that come to you for comfort in some way. So before I go on, can you just either validate that for me? Do you find other people's children being comforted by you?
I guess not so much outside of the family. Perhaps I have one grandson that's a special needs, and so it requires a lot.
Yeah, that would require a lot. But you've not in your life, as you've, you know, were a younger woman and then growing, found yourself comforting other children at times?
It doesn't seem to resonate with what I've done, no.
With what you've done, but I don't mean in a job, I mean in general life, that children in some way tend to either look up to you or have been comforted by you. So that's not standing out as a big one there.
No. I guess I would have to contemplate that and see.
Yeah, I want you to think about that because I'm feeling, well, so taking care of a special needs grandson, absolutely, I can see where the being good with children is. But that grandchild, you have to understand, chose your family knowing you would be the grandmother. Okay.
I can accept that, yes.
Okay. And so the only way that child would have chosen you as the grandmother is knowing what your traits were and your capabilities were to start with and that you would be naturally good with children. And that's what seems to be standing out with you right away.
Okay.
So your soul wants you to know you're great that way. So have confidence that you are a very much positive effect on your grandchild's life.
Okay, well, that's nice to hear.
Without a doubt, I hope you do realize that, and that there is a special bond between the two of you, and that you can communicate on a different level. In general, you can communicate on a different level, and that grandchild is supposed to be bringing that skill out in you. So I just finished a psychic class, which is really interesting, and I had a lot of parents in there who either lost children or had autistic children actually, and they when they wanted to and they knew that something was going on psychically with them and they wanted to improve upon that. And the interesting thing is that's what I'm finding within you is this intuitive ability within you that not only can be used to continue to help your own grandchild, but out in the world to be able to use in your own vocation in dealing with other people.
Okay.
And so your soul wants you to know changes, big changes coming up, and be ready for the change and do not be afraid of the changes. There's already things that have been going on now. So work wise, so there's definitely a change in work. Currently are you dealing directly? Do you deal directly with people or strictly with a business itself? It's the people that matters the most right now that I'm seeing the need to stand out with. Is that the type of work that you're doing now?
Well, actually, I retired 10 years ago, and my life has kind of, it's taken a family need, family caregiving needs have
okay.
taken the priority.
You spent more time on family people than on the outside, but your work, your job may have changed as far as a traditional job that you retired from, but apparently your work is now directly with people, your own family. Is that what you're saying?
That's where most of my time and energy goes, yes.
That's where most of your time and energy goes. Okay. Well, it's I don't see it staying directly just with the family. I see it extending outside of the family as well. But the nurturing aspect of you has had to come out again. I mean, you had it earlier in your life. And now you're helping. And it seems that others around you in your family, their life situation has changed. And I don't mean just health-wise, but situationally, where it seems that that's one of the reasons why you got more involved with them. Is that correct?
Yes, their health changed, yes.
Ah, okay. Do me a favor and hang on, Lynn, because we got a commercial break coming up, and I need to finish with you, okay?
Sure.
So don't go away. This is the
okay.
Stop Stopping Yourself show, and I am your host, Vincent Jenna. Hang in there and stay with me.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
We're here today at the Stop Stopping Yourself show doing soul readings for those who call in at 816-251-3555. This is the month where we're giving out messages. That's the work that I'm doing. And right now I've been on the phone with Lynn. And Lynn, I'm going to get you back here. You still there?
I am still here.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, Lynn. So we were back. We were talking. Originally, we were talking about your ability to take care of and nurture children and have an effect on them. And, of course, that was with your grandson as well. And you are going to reflect back and see how many other children, because there's always signs to let you know what may be coming up in life, what you may have planned as a soul before you incarnated down on Earth. And so you would be seeing other ways that you have affected children's lives. So definitely look back on that, because your soul wants you to remember that. And now, in regards to your people interaction now and needing to help people now, we did come to understand that that is because of health-related issues that's going on within the family, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, and very close to you, isn't that correct?
Very, yeah.
Like right in the same house.
Right in the same house, you're right.
Yeah, right in the same house. You know, what's really interesting that I find, statistically, there are more women that have to take care of their husbands than there are husbands that have to take care of their wives. And I find that to be an interesting factor. And it's not necessarily because there are more women out there and they're more nurturing and men get sicker. And it really isn't along those lines. But that tends to go along with the same thing that men die before women do mostly. And that really isn't that true as it used to be. But yeah, you find yourself in a very nurturing position right now in general. And your soul wants you to know that it is one of the things that you came in here to experience about yourself is to nurture.
Okay.
And it was because of past lives and influence from past lives. Whatever the influence was, I'm not going into the past life as much, but it was very important for you to know that you can. And here's the thing about that, Lynn, is of course you can, but you don't have to keep putting yourself through a test. So in other words, at this stage, do not be afraid to ever ask for help. Ask for help is what your soul, because actually that is more of what you need to learn this lifetime than the actual caregiving. The caregiving, you can do it in your sleep. The asking for help seems to be another question there, and not being afraid to, and not criticizing yourself or feeling bad that you need help. There is nothing, and this is coming directly from your soul, there is nothing you need to prove to yourself in this lifetime, so don't. Because you'll only make it that much harder on yourself in all of this, and make sure that the self-care is really important, but it really seems to be talking about asking for help, seeking help. There are others out there who are capable of also aiding and helping you in different ways. So as the time goes on, do not be afraid to ask for help. Do you understand that?
It's much easier to ask spirit for help, but it sounds like this means actually asking other people for help.
Yeah, actually it does. It does.
Okay.
It does mean that, and it means not to feel guilty. Okay, see, you are definitely one, again, just like I had my last person who wants to make sure that you're good. You're good in this life, and that you're doing good and you're doing good deeds, and that you're doing them for the right reason and everything. And any time that we come in needing to prove that to ourselves, and it's usually because it wasn't shown to us when we were younger. Usually those things that we strive for when we are older, we're trying to compensate for the way we feel about ourselves from the messages we received when we were younger, that maybe I wasn't good enough, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, I wasn't a big help, I was more of a problem. Whatever the issue stems from back then, as we get older, we wind up manifesting for ourselves ways of showing us who we really are. And in that manifesting, it really can make it very stressful in our lives in an attempt to show that, okay, I am a good person. Okay, I can really help other people. Okay, I do make good choices. But you don't need the stress to know that. You just have to believe it. Okay? Mm-hmm. That which you want to prove, you already are. And I said that before. So, Lynn, you already are a natural caregiver. You already are compassionate. You already are kind and caring. You don't need to keep proving it and setting yourself up for extra lessons and extra stress. Hmm. And that's why your soul is saying, do not be afraid to ask for help.
That's wonderful advice.
Okay, because the only reason why you wouldn't is because unconsciously you want to make sure you're doing it right, right? That you're a good girl, that you're a good daughter. And by the way, the message that I am hearing is you were a good daughter.
Oh, thank you.
I'm hearing that. Yeah, I'm hearing part of that from the other side. So you have a parent on the other side, deceased?
I have two of them, yes.
Both of them, yeah, okay. So but the whole message is coming from both of them then. You were a good daughter. You have nothing to prove. Okay? So I wish you the best with that, Lynn.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
You're very welcome. You just keep taking care. And
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. You know, that Lynn is not... unusual. Many of us, if not all of us, we're always trying to get it right. That's the whole reason why we come back and incarnate here, right? We want to get it right. We want to make sure that we grow. That's that part of us. I want to be a good person, you know? We're always praying to God, oh, make me good, or help me make the right choice here, help me strong. Because all the messages we wind up receiving is opposite that, you know? When we're being raised, we're not receiving the messages of, oh, what a good son you are. What a good daughter you are. Oh, my gosh. What a good person you are. We're not receiving that. Not really. Most of the time we're receiving, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you did that. Why did you do that? That was stupid. Or you got to do better. Stop acting like that. That's ridiculous. You got a C in class. There's no reason for you to get a C. That means you're playing too much on videos and a TV. I need to see an A the next time. Oh, don't mouth off to me. But don't you know how to talk to me? Don't disrespect me. Don't be that way. It's all this don't and don't and don't. And if you keep hearing messages like that, how are you supposed to believe you're a good person? How are you supposed to believe that you're already divine and magnificent, right? So we keep getting those messages, and then we're trying to prove we are, and we set ourselves up for situations, oh my God, especially nurturers. When you don't feel you've helped your parents in some way, or mom was sick, dad was sick, they had hard lives, and you're trying so hard, and or you did something that you think broke their relationship or something within the family, you spend the rest of your life trying to fix things. Fix yourself, fix your neighbor, fix your job, fix your friends, fix your spouse. I'm going to nurture, I'm going to help. And you keep attracting situations to you to prove that. And when you don't need to prove it, we're already wonderful and great beings if we just remembered that. We only act in the way we believe about ourselves. So look at the world right now and look at the United States alone. Look at the people and the way they're acting. And then know from the way they're acting, the way they believe about themselves. Isn't that horrible? Isn't that sad? Change the belief, you change the behavior. Change the belief, you change the outcome. I've got another caller. Thank you for joining us. So San Francisco, Maria in San Francisco. Oh, we were supposed to come to San Francisco for the annual convention that my wife goes to. It's the biggest one there, Salesforce, or Dreamforce, actually. And they rent all of San Francisco. And Maria, I'm sure they put you out of your home or whatever. They want to rent that, too. If you had a house there in San Francisco, they'd rent that, too, because it's like the largest conference in the world. 185,000 people come swarming into San Francisco. Do you remember any of that?
Yes, I'm actually in the event industry and I have worked at quite a remarkable, inspirational Disneyland kind of tech conference. Upbeat, super excited. You're just kind of on top of the world in this amazing bubble of just support and love and entrepreneurship. It's the best.
It is. It's amazing. And this year they canceled it and they were going to do it virtually. And I don't know what's happening with that, but very disappointed because I always enjoyed that trip. My wife did the work. She's the administrator for Salesforce. And so for 5 years we came there, and this is the first year we're not. And so very disappointing, but we know that other things will take place and it'll even be better next year. So thank you for joining us, Maria. Thank you for joining us. Okay. And so I'm going to tell you what your soul wants you to know, and then I'll ask you for your feedback on it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm excited and interested.
I am glad that this is the first time you've called, because that way you haven't been tainted by ill information in your past. You're going to get the best information now. And what that information is, Maria, you are your own boss. Your soul wants you to have your own company if you don't already. It's your own company. It just keeps saying own company. She must be her own boss. She's the only one with the ethics that she has work-wise in the work and the field she's in. Very creative, very so I'm going to have to keep feeding you really quick because that's what your soul is giving me, a whole bunch of stuff. Get involved in music. Take up play what? Play an instrument? Play music? Play an instrument. Play an instrument. Play music. Okay, it's going back and forth between play music, play an instrument. The vibration of music is extremely soothing. It loves it, particularly certain music that you enjoy is very comforting. Meditation, use it for meditation. Use it. I communicate with you. You hear me already. I want you to hear me more. I want you to open up your channels more. I want your creative ability. You're on the road to creative ability and using all of who you are and bringing love, stronger love in your life, stronger love in your life. This is all coming up for you now. But you're the one that's got to take control of it. So you control your business, control your life, control your beliefs, control. Wow, a lot about control here. But it wants you to take control in the right way, in those belief systems, in knowing who you are. You're bigger. Okay. So it wants me to tell you the story of the goldfish. All right, I'll tell you the story of the goldfish. There is a phenomenon that happens to goldfish that only certain people know. Not everybody understands this. If you keep a goldfish in a little goldfish bowl, the goldfish will survive and it will stay at the size that it is in that goldfish bowl. However, if you take the goldfish and you pour it into a lake or a pond, what happens is the goldfish will grow to the size of the environment that it is living in. So those gorgeous koi you see in lakes and ponds are started out as little goldfish. The point is, pour yourself into a bigger dream, Maria, so that you can grow to the size to fit your dream. You are meant to. So don't keep yourself in a small little fishbowl tank, okay? And that's in regards to your love of your life. And you're bigger than life, and it's okay, and you're supposed to feel good. Stop playing humble or modest, and don't listen to people who say you're over the top. You're supposed to be. And you're meant to make an impact in this world with the work that you do. So healing, transforming other people's lives, using music, using your creative ability, your talents, your colors. Okay, what does it mean by that? Your colors. I'll ask you to clarify that in just a minute. Use your colors, use your voice. Use your skills and create your own business and get that going and think bigger and don't accept less than. Okay, so I have to take a breath and I have to ask you how that fits in with your life right now.
Let's see. Truthfully, it's the truth. It's bits and pieces that I'm thinking of. I do live very small, very limited. Trying to love myself and manage emotions has been my journey, and living with people who've been abusive and narcissistic and power controlling and constantly playing games, but also a source of help. And so I've been having tremendous problems trying to figure out how to manage that. I am trying to keep learning new meditations. Music is evolving and opening up as a source to me. I'm trying to be more skilled. I have thought of entrepreneurship with Dreamforce, actually.
Interesting.
That And I was looking at the schedule, seeing who was on there, and saying to myself, I need somebody new. I need some new power to come in. I need some new sources and new support. I don't have a social circle. I don't have people I talk to. I don't have a lot, but I do, and I don't dream anymore. I feel turned off. I feel flat. I do try. I feel shut down. I'm not heard. I'm dealing with like illnesses and health issues and trying to get security or got it and fighting still with it for so many years. I just feel exhausted and flat and
No wonder why so much information was coming out from your soul that quickly. And I want you to tap into everything that I just said to you, all right, and all the aspects of it, and who you are, and what it was that you wanted to do, not what you think you need to do. You were shut down and you were suppressed and crushed. Your spirit was, but that doesn't mean that all of this stuff is not still there. It wouldn't have come up to me if it wasn't there. It's in there. Let's first go to the music aspect of who you are. What about music helps you?
What
helped you in the past?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. It's like everything seems kind of in the past and turned off. And it speaks to my soul. I'm like so sensitive to it. It can get me down. It can get me up. It can.
Gotcha. It was very meaningful to you. Okay. Did you ever play an instrument or have interest in playing an instrument? Because that came up too.
I do have an interest in playing the piano.
Okay.
I have done some theater in the past.
Your judgment of it doesn't matter, Maria, because things have been so negative in your life to start with right now that you can't trust your own opinion of yourself is good. It's not necessarily. So I want you to rehash everything that I said in your mind and knowing that that's what your soul is expecting. Now, you've been kept in that bowl and you've allowed yourself to stay in that little tiny fishbowl. Okay?
Yeah.
Now it's time to take yourself out of it and pour yourself back into a big dream, but you got to get that dream back again because there's nothing wrong with that. And you will attract now the people in your life you're meant to attract. It's changing your beliefs. You have been believing what other people have been saying. And that's been on a conscious level. So whenever we're abused, whenever we're suppressed, we wind up buying what they're saying about us. We wind up agreeing with what they're saying about us, because otherwise, why would they be picking on us? Why would they be treating us that way if I wasn't a piece of crap? You know what I'm saying? You can't buy into it anymore. You've got to buy into who you really are and start listening to your soul. Okay, Maria?
I'm working on it, yes.
Keep going. Obviously, your soul is saying that you've got it. You've got the whole package. Just reparent yourself, recreate the beliefs, and it will come to the surface. And we can always talk more about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, hon. Listen, you take care of yourself. Keep going. We need you out there.
Thank you. I really appreciate everything today and what you do.
You're very welcome. All right, Maria, hang in there. Be well. All right, I think I have time for one more. We're going to go to, hey, Adriana from New York. You know what I mean. Adriana, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know what I mean? I'm from New York. What part of New York are you living in right now?
Oh, in Manhattan.
Manhattan, my gosh. Stay safe. I hope you've been okay. Oh, my gosh, I feel so bad for all my Manhattan friends and New York friends. They've been through so much this year. It's crazy. Absolutely
I know.
Crazy. So, Adriana, let me get to what your soul is telling me. Okay, so your soul is saying let go of family issues.
Okay.
That's the first thing that it wants you to know. Let go of family issues, girl. You're your own person. You were different to start with. You were a different little girl. Don't you understand that? Don't try to fit in. Don't try to make everything work. Everybody has their own issues and pains, and they were survivalists. You're not. You're not meant to just survive. You're meant to thrive. You've been taking some online classes or doing some extra reading. I don't know if it's spiritually or metaphysically. Is that true?
Yes, it's very true. Yeah, I've been doing...
Keep going in that direction. And when we're able to, you're supposed to be doing some kind of energy healing work for others with your hands.
Okay.
Okay. When you massage people, don't they tell you, ooh, your hands are getting so warm and hot?
No, but I like to get myself for myself, but not...
You like to get massages, but you don't... When you massage other people, they don't compliment you or point out your hands in some way?
Not really.
Interesting. Not really. Pay attention to that, because I'm feeling a lot of heat coming out of your hands, which makes a person a natural healer.
Okay.
So definitely do pay attention to that and start researching it a little bit. But emotionally, really stand alone. And what I mean by that is don't need to be fed by other people's emotions or their approval of you or their validating you. There's too much right now where you are in your life and those around you. There's so much going on in their own lives. They're not going to be able to validate yours. You're going to have to do that for yourself right now in order to keep moving forward.
Okay.
And and yes, move forward. Don't work getting better. Work getting better. Getting better. It will get better. It will get better. Do not fear. And you will be changing jobs in the near future.
Oh no! I just changed job about a year ago. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So I would say that you are getting some extra training and experience, but that something better is coming along and not to be afraid of that.
Okay.
All right, kiddo. All right. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Keep going. And for everybody out there, next week we'll continue with even more messages. So please come back. Join me next week. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And just understand that we are meant to do great things. We're meant to experience a great life. The only thing that gets in the way of that is us. And the only reason why we get in our way is because we've been taught to get in our way. We've been taught to believe different about ourselves because we weren't taught the right message, that we are magnificent and divine and that we're unlimited and can create all we want, even when we make mistakes. So this is Vincent Jenna. This has been the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Hang in there. We've got some great hosts coming up on Unity Online Radio. I love you all, and we will see you next week. God bless and take care, everybody. Have a fabulous week.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.